from the phone.
Yes, sir. You only have one for us today. Am I correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're ready whenever you are.
All right. I'm going to pass him the phone right now.
Yes, sir.
Here you go.
Hello?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Arizona Board of Executive Currency and the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir. So he will be the lead, so just hold on, sir.
Okay. Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Good. You?
I'm good, sir. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Andrew D. Osararai, 090590.
Okay, Mr. Nozararai?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members, the two board members that will be conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, is Mr. Turner.
Okay.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form notifying you of this hearing, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, it also notified you of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or you represented yourself today?
No, sir.
I'm just representing myself. All right, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the allegation on your warrant states you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 5566 South Penta Avenue, Tucson, Arizona, on or about June 2nd, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The thing you know about from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Norgadre, I knew to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Okay. So just hold on, sir. We're going to go into phase two.
True, yes, sir. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's also true as a violation.
Okay, thank you, sir. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During the phase two portion of your hearing, sir, we will determine whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to go with some information with you, then give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Norza Gare was released from ADC custody on 4/25/2018. And arrested on 8/2/2018 by the United States Marshal's Office. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 8/2/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 4/23/2020 with 61 abscond days. Current conviction, 2007, commitment F, count 1, theft, means of transportation, 11 years, 3 months. 2007, commitment F, count 2, burglary, 3rd degree, 10 years. 2007, commitment F, count 3, criminal damage, 3 years, 9 months. Prior convictions, 1991, commitment A, count 1, shock incarceration, 3 years, for 3 months, 29 days. 1991, commitment B, count 1, marijuana violation, 1 year, 6 months. 1999, unlawful use of means of transportation, 9 months. 2005, flight from law vehicle, 1 year, 6 months. 2006, escape, second degree, 1 year, 6 months. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. He self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Sevenos 13 and a suspected member of the STG criminal street gang New Mexican Mafia of Arizona. Prior terms of supervision, 1993, TR release, completed 7 months. 2002, TIS release, absconded for 78 days, arrested, revoked by BODC. 2007, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant with drugs, possession, manufacturing, and intoxicants, possession of communication device noted. Other arrests, 1985, narcotic drug violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1987, domestic violence, Arizona juvenile probation. 1990, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, failure to appear, second, Arizona unknown. 2005, theft of a coin-operated device, Arizona unknown. 2005, criminal damage, Arizona unknown. 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona unknown. 2005, DWI liquors or drugs, Arizona unknown. 2009, marijuana violation, Arizona unknown. 2009, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona unknown. Has a GB score of G7, V8.
Okay, sir. So when you were released from custody, you were approved to reside at 5566 South Pinta Avenue in Tucson.
Yes, sir.
Having moved out of there without the approval of your signed parole officer on June 2nd of 2018, whose address was that? Who lived there, sir?
My mother.
Okay, that was your mother's house?
Yes, sir.
And you moved out of there?
Yes, sir. I started staying with the girlfriend and started going back to my old ways and stuff again. I accept the full responsibility for my my violating them, my actions that I took too violently.
So you didn't get any delay, so did you leave out for drugs when you use it?
Huh?
Were you using drugs? When you
yes, sir.
Where were you?
I was trying to get my medical marijuana card, but I was smoking marijuana and stuff.
Oh, just marijuana or anything else?
No, I see it, sir.
Alcohol?
I drank a few times, sir, but about you.
How come you didn't get a hold of your PO, sir?
I know, I just got scared. I mean, I just got done doing 10 years, and I started just wanting to be with my girlfriend and stuff, and I just let her get into my head and stuff, and I accept full responsibility for my wrong path that I took right there, but, and I mean, I know I got a year and a half left to do, but, I got nobody to blame but myself, I mean, I should have called her. She was a good officer, she was a good parole officer. She had someone that went there just to do this, do that, do this, and do that, and I'll be all right. But I was just smoking weed, and I got paranoid, and gotten some money, just been so long from being in here, and I smoked weed, and I was just paranoid and stuff. And I should have been at my mom's house, hopping in with the house and stuff, and I mean, which I was at the end when they called me there.
So how did you get called by the U.S. Marshals? What happened?
I was just at my mom's, because my mom's house, there was still a monsoon, and I was staying at my girlfriend's house, but my mom's house, the roof started leaking real bad, so, and then the sheetrock and everything was getting messed up, and it was all falling in the kitchen and her room and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to go start pulling down the sheetrock and stuff, and tearing up the roof on the top, and the second day I was there was when the marshals went over and they got me.
Okay. So they just came over to the house and arrested you, like they just picked you up on arrest.
Yeah, I was there and they arrested me.
Okay. All right, sir. Let me see if Dr. Wright has any questions for you, sir.
None, sir.
All right, sir. Hold on. We got some questions from information from parole officer Mr. Turner.
Yes, on 6/14/2018, the parole officer made a criminal note that she contacted the offender's sponsor, which was his mother, and that he had left the residence. She did not know where he was at, and that he left because he was doing drugs.
Yes, that's what my mom told him.
So what kind of drugs did your mom think you were doing?
She knew I was smoking weed because everybody used to go by with her and she would smell the weed and stuff, and she would tell me to
You're not supposed to be smoking weed, and I told him, now I'm trying to give him a medical marijuana card. So, well, you're not supposed to be smoking weed. So, my mom's an older lady, and she was just trying to make sure I stayed out there and stuff, man, where I messed up.
Yeah, she's trying to give you some good advice, sir.
Yes, sir, yes, man, yeah.
Okay, so the board's coming up on a conclusion of your hand, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to going into discussion?
I'm willing to go, if you guys want to give me another chance, maybe I'm willing to go out and get on an ankle monitor or over in Tucson at the parole office on the facility. I'm willing to go stay there and get a job and stay there or whatever I got to do with me. And I accept the responsibility for my actions that I took with me to violate, and I apologize for that.
Okay, so Mr. Noragway, the board is going to go into discussion. So while we're in discussion, I need you to stay on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place. We will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate the community supervision. I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board's now into discussion. Sounds as though Mr. Noragway is thinking about getting himself on the right track at this time. He takes full responsibility for his actions. He was staying with his mother. Then he says he's been incarcerated for 10 years and got caught up wanting to go spend some time with his girlfriend and just relapsed into some of his old ways when he did that. He was smoking marijuana and he drank a little alcohol while at the girlfriend's house. He was arrested by the U.S. Marshals, looks like, just on a sweep that they did and taken into custody. He's been in custody since that time. He does have a prior history. He did in 93 completed, but looks like in 2002 he absconded for 78 days. So he knows that, to stay in contact with his PO and maintain contact with it. He had another one after 2002 where he was arrested. So I think that Mr. Noragre is really starting to go the right direction. However, I think he still has some ways to go to actually be there. I would hope that he would take this time. He will be released on April 23rd of 2020, which is about maybe a year and a half to go. But I would hope that he would take the time that he has left to work on putting together a plan, get involved in any program that he can do while he's incarcerated, and get his stuff together so that when he's released, he'd be strong and able to get his stuff together, be a productive citizen, not have to go to any parole officer, respond to a parole officer at that time.
I do agree with you.
Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Noragre. Find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, about to lapse in the criminal ways of company, as he did start to use marijuana, as well as he was absconded for 61 days, and we have no idea exactly what he was doing during that period of time.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Morago?
Yes, sir.
All right, so the board is voted to revoke the community supervision. You heard the conversation that took place. Amongst the board, but I think that you are thinking and going in the right direction. Take the time that you have left, get involved in any program that you can while you're incarcerated, sir. Work with your CO3 to come up with a plan so that when you're released, sir, that you're able to get out there and be a productive person out there in the community and not have any more negative contact with law enforcement or come back before this board again. Sir, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. You will be released again on April 23rd of 2020, at which time you won't be on any parole or community supervision. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.